you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast Conversations with Unc on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday, I'm Tracy B. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
This week on the show, we talked about the South Sea Bubble after a two-year procrastination/resource delay on my part that worked out in my favor because I really liked the resources I found on the second attempt more than on the first attempt.
I feel like anytime I put something off, the resulting episode always comes out better, whether it's because resources have arisen or I've just like in the background, my brain has been kind of creeping around the topic and processing it and thinking about it in ways. So I'm glad you waited 2 years.
Yeah, I am too. There are a couple of disciplines. Like there is writing meant for a more general audience that I can find very accessible and I can wrap my head around the language that they use in their framing. But I have occasionally found myself in something that is really written for within that discipline. And I'm like, I don't know what you are talking about. One of them is economics. There were a couple of older as of 2019 or early 2020 when I was looking at this, where I was kind of like, I don't know what you're saying. Weirdly, another one, sociology. There have been a couple of times when I have found a sociology paper that was about the subject that I was trying to research, and I tried to read it and was like, there's just a whole vocabulary here that you know, having taken sociology 101 in college as part of my general education requirement, I'm like, these are concepts, they're words for concepts, I don't have any of this framework. And then I thought, I second-guessed myself, I'm like, am I just a mess? And so I asked my friend who's a history teacher and was like, has this ever happened to you? And she said, yes, I have seriously considered like taking a couple of classes because there's often overlap between history and sociology, and I will get into deep sociology weeds and not know what's going on. So I'm glad I was able to find some things where I knew what was going on. I also kept thinking about stuff like Beanie Babies and like whatever nifty new thing people have going on that are glommed onto about trying to invest in, going to make a bunch of money real fast, but it's really a lot more like a Ponzi scheme. Thought about doing a Ponzi episode, maybe do that later.
Yeah. I mean, the trick, right? Here's the thing. There are people that make a lot of money really fast in those schemes, but they're usually people that had a lot of money to begin with. Like, they're just augmenting their ridiculous wealth. And the people that actually could really use a financial bump usually get the short end of the stick.
Yeah. Well, and that was the case with the South Sea Bubble, too. A lot of the people who were the loudest and the most outraged were either people whose losses were not real money that they ever had. It was the money they didn't get because they didn't sell at the right time. So the price had gone from roughly where they bought it back to roughly where they bought it. And they just did not get that tenfold increase. They saw it mad. And, you know, it's not like I have a giant investing portfolio, but I have been in positions where I literally had an employee stock purchase program or something. And I've sort of seen, well, this used to be worth this many dollars, but now it's worth way fewer dollars. At one point earlier in my career, I got shares as like part of my compensation. And then they were worth less than they had been worth when they were given to me as part of my compensation. And I was like, this is weird. I don't really appreciate that at all. But then the other thing about the people who were the loudest about their losses in the South Sea Company, a lot of them were people who were already rich. And so, yes, they had lost a lot of money and that would suck, but they were still rich and they still had a lot of money.
Right. Their livelihood was in no way in danger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was not the case for everyone.
Yeah. The ordinary middle class folks who lost their whole savings or who subscribed at the wrong time and then were on the hook for something they couldn't afford anymore. Like, that was a more immediate problem in a lot of lives than the person who was really rich and lost a lot of rich people money and still had a lot of rich people money, but were mad about the money they didn't have anymore.
Yes. I found myself thinking a lot about the housing bubble and the whole.
Yeah.
Invest in a home. We will loan. We will make a loan work for you. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. And it wasn't. It hasn't been fine for everybody.
Yeah. I know people that bought their homes really at the peak of that, like, pre-collapse housing bubble. I bought a home not at the peak, but nearer to it, but as a short sale. And I thought I was getting an amazing deal. But then I owed way more money than the house was worth. And that was not great. It was not something that affected me until I tried to sell the house and was like, I need more money to pay off the bank than I can get if I sell this. And that was a giant mess.
Yeah, that's no fun at all. I definitely have a lot of friends that were in that same boat where it was like, oh, my house is worth half of what I owe on it.
Yeah.
It's not a fun place.
No. Well, and especially when other stuff happened as a result and in this at the same time as the housing bubble collapsed. So, like, you know, people who then also lost their jobs and, like, couldn't pay their astronomical mortgage payments anymore. And then also couldn't get out from under their house because, you know, they owed a lot more money on it than they could get if they sold it. It was bad. Bad scene all around.
Yeah, not good. Bubbles. I did not realize that the word bubble to refer to such an event went back so far. That seemed like a very 20th century jargon thing to me, but no.
Yeah, there. I found several sources that said this was the first use of bubble, but, you know, Oxford English Dictionary disagrees with the people who put that in their article. It does seem like it became a lot more popular terminology. We didn't mention it, but people also could still remember the Tulip Mania bubble that was not long enough ago in the past that it had fallen out of public memory or anything. So some of the artwork, like the satirical artwork about the South Sea bubble, was just Tulip Mania bubble with the names changed. Which I found pretty hilarious.
I feel like we should mention the irate making whole thing of like, no, You dumb, dumb people shouldn't be playing with money. What do you think you're doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
There was a lot of really sexist commentary about women. It was women's fault. Women should not have been investing. Women don't know how to invest. Women made this problem. And then again, the whole thing was underpinned by a slave trading venture.
Yeah. That's all I've got is growling.
Yeah. There were a couple articles that I read along the way where I was like, you know, this was slavery, right? Like, this was not like they were shipping, I don't know, locally grown wool. There might have been some locally grown wool, but that was not the major part of what the South Sea Company was trading. Anyway, bubbles, get rich quick schemes, real frustrating.
Yeah. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We talked about moms Mably this week.
Yes, we did.
I've enjoyed watching so much of her comedy as YouTube videos, listening to some audio clips from various albums, stuff like that. And boy, did I spend a lot of time just trying to find out for sure what happened to all of her children. I became way more invested in this than I typically do on unanswered questions on the show. And there was a lot of like trying to search through vital records from Transylvania County, North Carolina, which is where Brevard is, and Buncombe County, North Carolina, which is where Asheville is. And then also just having questions about how carefully either of those communities were recording births of Black children during these years. And it frustrated me not to be able to find some more definitive answers, because it's like, it, whatever is the answer, clearly traumatic situation,
right?
To either have had two children who were placed for adoption, seemingly not really with her having a lot of agency over that and never seeing them again, or whether she had four total children and two of them disappeared when the people whose care they had been left in disappeared and she didn't get to reunite with them until adults. Like, all of the possible scenarios, I'm like, all of these have layers that are tragic and upsetting.
Yeah. And less tragic parts of her story. How did she get on your radar? Do you remember the first time you saw Moms Mabley?
So the first thing that I really remember is that Marvelous Mrs. Maisel episode.
Oh!
It's totally possible, because some of the old variety shows that she was on used to be syndicated on Nick at Night, or little clips of them would run on things like Comedy Central when I was a kid. We were not early adopters for cable at all. I'm not even sure when cable first became an option out in the country where we lived. So, like, it's totally possible that I saw comedy clips and they just did not stick in my memory until I watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and was like, I'm pretty sure Wanda Sykes is playing a real person here and I need to go find out who that is because I am intrigued. How about you?
Carol Burnett.
Oh, yeah.
I think I remember it distinctly. I remember seeing her on Carol Burnett when I was tiny. I'm still pretty sure it was a rerun, but, like, that was before things like Nick at Night existed.
Uh-huh.
And then also seeing her on Flip Wilson.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because I am one of those people, again, I was a small child, who thought it was a man in drag.
Uh-huh.
And I remember my parents being like, I don't think that is, because I was like, is that a guy? And they were like, I don't think it is. But I don't know. Like, they were very well, I don't know what you're asking about, kid.
Well, and enough adults had the same question that when I was really just pouring through old newspaper articles, trying to find as much about her as I could, I found multiple, you know, ask the columnist columns where people were like, is Moms Mabley a man or a woman? And then I didn't make this point in the episode, but maybe I should have. I think even in addition to the fact that I think she would have been more famous among white people had she been white, that's obvious. I also think there would have been a biography of her.
Oh, yeah.
Written either while she was still living or shortly after her death, when a lot of these questions would have been easier to research because there would have been more people alive who would still know the answers. And, like, there's not a Moms Mabley papers collection in existence that, right, at least that I was able to track down. And other people of her influence, especially if they were white and especially if they were men, did have all of that. So, yeah, I'm glad she's getting, like, tiny bits of more recognition sort of trickling out through things like that, the play from the 80s that we talked about. And although I think that might be the source of the thing about her mother being killed shortly after her father's death, like, I feel like some of the things that are multiple conflicting accounts have been picked up from there. But it's, like, it's hard to trace because a lot of people have printed things in their reporting without saying where they learned it.
Yeah. I'm literally just thinking about her and laughing.
Yeah. You and I both do the thing where we, like, just tell our spouse the whole thing that we've been researching. And so we were eating dinner and I was talking about Moms Mabley and Patrick got out his phone and started looking at Moms Mabley videos during dinner. And she had one, and I'm not, I think the double entendre-filled things that we actually said in the episode, I feel like probably would just fly over the heads of younger listeners. And if you have had to have awkward questions with your children this week, sorry. But I'm not going to repeat this particular one. She gave this joke that was just delivered with amazing timing, and that, like, there was a pause, and Patrick went, that was a very dirty joke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, I love a filthy joke, so I'm
yeah.
I love how she used her platform for activism without skipping a beat.
Yeah. Yeah. That for sure. And also her like social satire stand up and her very pointed social commentary and critique, like that genre of stand up, she was really a front runner in. Like one of the first people who was really doing that and making use of this very disarming character to be able to say things that other people probably couldn't get away with. One thing that I didn't get into in the episode, because I just couldn't figure out how to work it in, is that there's been a lot of conversation about her sexuality and her like her presentation of her gender and that kind of stuff. And I read one paper that traced several jokes about gay men in some of her comedy albums. And the person who wrote the paper was making the argument that like this was clearly her laughing with people and not at them. But in reading the jokes, I was like, I don't know if I have the same opinion on that read.
Right.
And it could go either way. I don't really know the answer, but it is clear that she had some jokes in her set that involved gay men in the era before, like before Stonewall, mm-hmm. before there was as much cultural visibility. But still, I was like, I don't know if I were listening to that joke and it were about me, how I would feel about that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's always the caveat anytime we talk about any performer that is from an earlier time. I imagine in today's world, she would be making different jokes.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
I think she for specifically sure. would feel differently about the issue and be making different jokes. You know, I mean, that makes it very, very interesting that Wanda Sykes, who is an out lesbian woman, mm-hmm. was comfortable playing her. That's not the same thing as being, you know, the entire LGBTQ community is not a monolith, and that's not the same as how a gay man might feel about that material. But it does offer a little bit of an insight into how, even through the modern lens, she's perceived.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And people have interpreted her life in several different ways. There are people who have described her as lesbian and people who have described her as bisexual. And wherever you want to fall in that interpretation, it's clear that offstage she was just living her life as who she wanted to be as an adult. So, you know, she's clearly is a life that with all of the line blurring with gender and sexuality is like in the queer history umbrella.
Yeah.
Where within that umbrella people want to specifically go, like, I feel like there's room for interpretation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like that is really the paper I would love to read if there were better records, is someone examining her, whether it was very consciously done or just seemed natural to her and was not a pointed thing, her kind of rejection of the gender binary and just being like, no, I'm fluid. I am who I am. I'm Moms.
Yep.
Like I love the nickname Mr. Moms. It's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of an interesting piece that I wish we had more actual details of.
Yeah, yeah. And even a lot of the folks that were, not everyone, some of the folks that were interviewed in that documentary who gave those insights are no longer with us. So anyway, I have said this 12 times now. I think I love Moms Mabley. I loved having a reason to stop what I was doing and watch stand up on YouTube.
May we all laugh as much as possible.
And I'll just also just like live our own lives.
Yes.
How we want to do it. If you want to send us an email, we're a historypodcast@iheartradio.com. We'll be back tomorrow with a Saturday Classic and Monday with a brand new episode. We hope whatever's going on for you this weekend that it goes well. And we'll talk to you again soon. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.